God, Jesus, light in the world. And I decided to do this. I let these kids fully follow God. And maybe Jesus, help me, Lord, help me.
For those of you who aren't fully awake yet, let me catch you up to speed. We're not waiting for the war to start. We're already at war. We're waiting for the first battle. That's what we're waiting on. And that feeling that you feel?
It ain't nothing!
Oh, God.
Jesus!
That's how the Patriots felt in 1776. Have faith.
Jesus!
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Let's see, President Trump sends out several video clips highlighting all of the big wins and how he will fix the problems. Elon is busy waking up the masses to Pizzagate and Q, and Italy has a mafia group taken down, also highlighted. Tucker goes on a rampage about the lies we've been told, and the White House wants to recognize Transgender Day. Oh my goodness, what? Talk about some crazy times, folks. Here we go, let's dig in. This Black Friday weekend, get ready for some incredible deals at andweknow.com. Starting tomorrow, enjoy a whopping 20% off on all your favorite items. That's not all. As a special holiday treat, we're also giving away a free Christmas ornament with every purchase. And wait, there's more. We have an amazing add-on offer just for you. For only $8, you can grab one of our cozy blankets, normally priced at $30. Trust us, these blankets are simply fantastic. That's not the end of it. We have something adorable in store for you. Check out our stocking pack, perfect for adding the extra touch of cuteness to your Christmas decorations. Don't miss out on these incredible Black Friday weekend deals at andweknow.com. Visit us today and take advantage of the 20% off free Christmas ornament, $8 blanket add-on, and the delightful stocking pack. Happy shopping. Yep, so absolutely amazing. Hope you guys check those out. Here's something from President Trump.
I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Today, as we gather with our loved ones, we give thanks to Almighty God for his many blessings, including our families, our friends, our neighbors, and this extraordinary country that we all call home. We also send our deep gratitude to all of the patriots serving our nation in uniform this Thanksgiving, including the members of the U.S. Armed Forces, the heroes of Border Patrol and law enforcement and ICE and everybody that works so hard to preserve our system and our country and working to defend our southern border and our police and first responders and communities all across America. This is a difficult time for our country, but do not lose heart or lose hope. Because by the time we celebrate next Thanksgiving, our nation will be well on its way to being stronger, safer, more prosperous, and greater than ever before. Once again, happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you all.
God bless you all. Thank you for always keeping us informed. You know, it's interesting that President Trump retruthed recently the Casmus, adorable, deplorable. Right here, the real commander-in-chief showing President Trump. And he's there with the military, and he actually retruthed that. Isn't that something? Why would he retruth something like that? Well, I've also noticed that there were several videos he put out. I mean, a lot of them. And I picked a couple of them really short just to highlight some of the things that he's been talking about.
Crooked Joe Biden is very concerned. He hoped he could find a Democrat judge to do his dirty work and illegally remove my name from the ballot. But the four biggest cases to strike us from the ballot have officially been defeated. The verdict is in. Joe Biden will be forced to face Donald J. Trump in the 2024 election, the most important election in the history of our country. And judging by the polls, we're going to beat him in a very massive landslide. We have no choice, because if we don't beat him, we're going to have a country that is a total disaster where it's heading right now. It's already there. So now let's show Crooked Joe just how badly he's going to lose by crushing our fundraising goal for the month of November.
How about that, huh? We're going to beat him. It looks like I'm going to have to face him. I mean, it's just better and better. Here's another one.
2024 is our final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media. We will evict Joe Biden, crooked as you can be. Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country. We will evict him from the White House, and we will finish the job once and for all. We will make America great again.
We will make America great again. He makes sure to get this point across, and I love it that he keeps leaving messages for us so that we are clear, crystal clear on how all this is playing out. Day in and day out. Of course, they're going to do all they can on the enemy side to make sure that he doesn't run, or they dispel the memories of him and the 2020 election that, you know, forget about that, that it was actually stolen. We don't want to go there, but we'll go to the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, endorsing Ron DeSantis on Newsmax. You know, Newsmax has been kind of awkward in that way lately, haven't they?
Ron DeSantis versus Donald Trump. What was it about Trump that didn't earn?
Well, first of all, listen, and I supported him two times. I mean, I can remember being in Dubuque at that last election saying, we're going to carry Iowa for you by 10 points. We're going to do it. But I'm trying to focus on the future and not the past. And the fact of the matter is, he'll be a lame duck on day one. And I want somebody that on day one can step into that office and do everything they can to get this country back on track. Ron has done that. He's demonstrated that with a ton of pressure coming at him. He's withstood it. He followed through. He did what he said he was going to do. And so I believe he'll do that on day one. He'll do what he said he's going to do. And in 4 years, he'll be reelected. And not only will we get this country back on track, but we'll be able to take it to the next level. And so I think we really need to think long term and really look at what the future for this country looks like. One of the things I respect about him, too, is if you look at the demographics that he won in this last election, that he won by 20 points. He brought new people to the table, independents, Hispanics, women. He was able to win across the board. And we need somebody that can step in on day one and do that.
Oh, here we go. The interviews are going to start up. They're going to constantly push this, and then, of course, the gloves come off on the MSDNC show, just for everybody to enjoy their panic.
Have a responsibility to really tune out the voices of the haters, of the people that are constantly double
shilling
and triple checking and shilling for him and suggesting
Sick.
That somehow they're being biased, bending over backwards, treating him like a normal candidate. He's not a normal candidate. He is running to end American democracy as we know it. He's an authoritarian who a court in Colorado 2 days ago ruled that he led an insurrection against the United States government. He's charged with leading schemes to help overthrow the United States government. So if they want to frame it that way, that's fine. If you want to be fair, then you will frame this as Joe Biden being the candidate that supports American democracy and Donald Trump, a candidate who supports a new form of government here that's authoritarian. It's really that simple. And by the way, Reverend Allen, people go, oh, you can't compare him
He's
to past
kidding.
Nazi leaders. You can't compare him to this past Nazi leader or that past fascist leader because he hasn't done that. Well, what hasn't he done? He hasn't done the things that the American judicial system did not allow him to do last time, but may very well allow him to do this time, or a judicial system that will be ignored by Donald Trump and ran over by Donald Trump to create the greatest constitutional crisis of our lifetimes. Just because he hasn't done it yet doesn't mean he won't do it when he gets a chance to do it. And if he is voted into office, then a lot of these people that are talking about literal or figurative or whatever the hell they're saying, you're going to look like idiots because he will do, he will get away with, he will imprison, he will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison, execute, drive from the country. Just look at his past. It's not really hard to read. The only thing that stood between him and the destruction of American democracy was the federal judiciary.
No doubt about it. And I think that when we talk about framing this.
Oh, boy. Do you hear it? You see how these people are so stupid when they realize, you know what? It's not him that's going to put them in prison. These sickos, these liars, these folks who belong to the evil one. It's not that they're going to actually see anything bad happen to President Trump. They're worried because they know, you know what? If he wins, we're done. He's not going to take the people out. He's going to take those using the proper lawful order to make sure that those that have committed treason are put away for good. And he translates this and gets it out perfectly so people can actually realize exactly how this plays out. Now, if you think most people are falling for all this, well, just a reminder of the wake-up call for many, and this is a good one.
The truth is bitter, but we have to swallow it. The Democratic Party I voted for over 20 years of my life. I voted for Barack Obama when he said he was going to bring hope and change. And yes, we can. And no, we didn't. The jobs didn't come. The better schools didn't come. The investment in our communities did not come. National security, our borders are open. We're not safe. We're not safe. And we've got to stop thinking as black and white and purple and Arab. We've got to start thinking as Americans. And that's what Donald Trump is saying. We're Americans. America first.
You have to remember, Donald Trump is the head of Trump Organization. And when you look into that organization, it is filled with blacks, whites, Hispanics, Arabs, Asians. It's different religions, different creeds. And so he has, he's a person that has created jobs. He's a person that signs checks. He's a person that works on the bottom with the person who's doing the foundation as well as the guy sitting in the office. And so all of that, I think, is important when we're thinking about our next president. Our people, the American people, many of them are losing hope. And we.
Yes. Very good. It's just a good reminder. Remember her being out there constantly supporting President Trump and just causing a lot of problems for the Democrats, the liberals, the rhinos, and more. I mean, good night. It's just absolutely amazing what she had to say. And also the one that seemed to leave mainstream media, Tucker Carlson's been coming out. I put his full video for his speech in the description box below. As a matter of fact, I'll just remind you, and I'll show you again to those that might be new, that I put just about everything you see that I share, you can actually go find it yourself by going below the videos, and you'll see that I have links, and then I've got the titles to those links right next to them. So you can just go head over there and just about everything we share. And if you sign up for our newsletter also, you'll get these updates. But here's a quick gloves off from Tucker himself.
Weak people hide. Scared people hide. People who can't stand sunlight hide. That's who hides, and that's exactly what they're doing. They are weak, and they are afraid of the population. And I'm sad to say the population has given them very little reason to be afraid. But they're still afraid because they know they're doing wrong. They know they're serving lies. They know nothing they do or say is justifiable, can withstand scrutiny. And on some animal level, they are terrified of the day that the average person, not some stupid talk show host, but the average person who works at some big dopey company and shuffles to work every day in some pod with a drop ceiling and fluorescent lighting, that guy is going to be like, nope, I'm not going along with it. Sorry. I'm not going to the DEI meeting today because I don't think you should discriminate people on the basis of their race. How's that? Because it's immoral, actually. And we've got a monument on the mall that shows that it's immoral. It's to Martin Luther King. And that was his core message. We're not going to discriminate against people on the basis of their skin color, period, for any reason. It's always wrong. This is immoral. I'm not participating. If enough people do that and things like it, this whole nonsense will end immediately. That's the one thing they can't handle. You don't have to take to the streets. You don't have to take Saturday off to hold a candle, carry some stupid spray-painted sign on a bed sheet. All you need to do is tell the HR lady, I'm opting out, and here's why. And I hope you will. Thank you.
Yeah. I like that. It's the side. Boom. I hope you will. Other things that he happened to mention was the systematic effort to weaken the population in order to limit the resistance to what they're planning for us. They're determined to feed you poisonous garbage. That's all the places that you guys go to eat. If you guys research McDonald's on your own and find out what that really is, what's in that food, or whatever it is, I don't even want to call it food, you'd realize what they've been doing to us for a long time. Most fast food. They make you medicine that's not really medicine. That's right. They destroy your dignity and your strength. That's right. It's why they closed the gyms and kept the weed dispensaries open. And it's why the churches were shut down, but the strip bars weren't. That came from Tucker Carlson. Some good straight information for all of us to hear. Very interesting. Also, with him having straight talk, also would be Donald Trump Jr. as he put this picture out. Hope you all had an awesome Thanksgiving, he says. Be thankful that the FBI is watching the real domestic terror threats. And if you're listening in, he's got a picture of an FBI agent with his weapon looking into a family having Thanksgiving dinner with smiles on their face. Yeah, we know who they're really watching. Very good meme for all of us to remember. Folks, just want to remind you, we're at andweknow.com. You can find our AUK podcast, our latest. You can go to, like I've said before, and I kind of want to show you this again because I'm probably going to put out my first Bible study audio only on the AUK podcast. So if you go to andweknow.com and you click on this listen button on the top right, let me just circle this for you in case you're looking. So right here on the top right, you'll see it over here, and then also you'll see AUK podcast on the top left. So I'm showing it to you on the screen. When you click on that, what it'll do is it'll take you to this right here, the andweknow.podbean.com. You can hit follow. Now, this will take you to all the different areas where you guys download. It shoots out to all of those for the podcast. I'm going to have exclusive content only, and we're working on a good intro for that thumbnail more, but I figured I'd probably get one out for you Saturday in the first Bible study. People have been begging for that, and I know that I promised it a while back and have been thinking it through. And we're probably going to start with evangelism. So we got the next one. The Patriot Light has been getting a lot of folks jumping in. Thank you for that. Home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. And so when you go to that, you'll notice, and I'll just type it in right here, thepatriotlight.com. I'll just click on it. And you'll notice that it changes the news sources about every 5 to 10 minutes on the front page, just constantly updated on politics, world news, markets, faith. It's always updated for you. And you can use, yes, some of the mainstream media stuff, but you can also go to our social news section, and that's where we follow a lot of these folks on Twitter that we highlight. We put there for you so you can kind of bounce back and forth with what they're putting and bounce it off of that. And also a faith section. It's almost like a Drudge Report for And We Know, like everything that you need in one to get away from all of the lies that they send you all the time, and allows you to do your own research. So I figured you guys would like that. Did a lot of work to get that up and running. And also you'll find us on Instagram at AUK_828, AUK updates on Facebook. You can find us in all types of social media areas still. And, you know, don't forget to go shopping at andweknow.com, or just go to shop.andweknow.com if you want to go straight to it. And you're going to find all of our goodies, our hoodies, and our bags, and so many great things. And, of course, we got that 20% off Black Friday sale going on. Really, really cool. Here's some more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So here we go with the voter ID.
No radical left Democrat politician has ever been able to explain why their party is so rabidly opposed to voter ID. And that's the biggest giveaway of all, that they are cheating on a monumental scale. They don't want voter ID because they want to cheat. For years, Democrat politicians have claimed that voter ID is racist, but there's nothing racist about an ID. And the suggestion that Democrat voters are incapable of getting driver's licenses is one of the most offensive ideas in American life today. What century are these radical Democrats living in? Americans of all colors and creeds are fully capable of obtaining identification, which is required to drive a car, buy a beer, see an R-rated movie, get on an airplane, get a bank account, check into a hotel, and even to get cold medicine at a pharmacy. Over 80% of Americans support voter ID, yet in the last Congress, every single Democrat in the House of Representatives voted to ban voter ID nationwide. So the House of Representatives votes, and all of the Democrats voted to ban voter ID nationwide. That's because they cheat. And with their policies, which is so bad and so destructive, especially to our cities, our inner cities, no wonder they have to cheat, because nobody could get elected with those policies. In the anti-Democrat party, only two things are sacred: open borders and no voter ID. They want open borders to destroy our country, and they don't want voter ID because they want to cheat. There's only one reason why you'd support either of these insane ideas, and that's because you intend to cheat like crazy, and that's what they do. When I'm reelected, we will secure our borders, and we will launch a nationwide campaign to get voter ID in every federal, state, and local election. What we really want to do is get down to paper ballots, one-day voting, and voter ID, and we're going to have safe elections again. Thank you very much.
That would be absolutely amazing to have that all put and summed up into a perfect little package for us. If you guys didn't know, the Mojave County, Arizona, they're a little upset with this hand count stuff going on. So the Office of the Arizona Attorney General sends a letter November 19th out, and that's regarding the counting ballots manually instead of by automatic tabulating equipment. Dear supervisors, understand that you will be voting tomorrow on whether to direct Mojave County Elections Department to count the ballots for the 2024 elections by hand rather than automatic tabulating demonic equipment. Before you take that vote, I want to make sure you know that a yes vote would direct your elections department to violate the law. Are you scared? Do you want to be a patriot and stand up for our country and our rights? Do you want to go against the king and say, no, we're not going to accept you anymore and we're going to create our own constitution? I think that's the way we're heading again. Anyway, those are my words. As Arizona's chief law enforcement officer, I have an obligation to warn you that the legal consequences would be serious. In other words, if you do this for the freedom of America, I'm going to have you all arrested. How dare you do exactly what you need to do? Because, you know, I work for the people, but in this point, I just don't want to get caught. I don't want to be sent off to Gitmo for treason. Come on, guys. I'm going to scare you to death so you don't have me placed in Gitmo, because we don't want the elections actually won by real votes. Let's see, when it does happen, like in Argentina, you have a leader walks up and has a touching moment. The new Argentinian president and a young boy. You can't never forget this. You can sense this young man as he's brought across the crowd. If you're not watching, you're listening. He's brought across the crowd of people. He looks like he's probably about 10 to 12 years old. And he's brought over. He gets to hug Argentina's new leader, the new president. And they cry and weep because they realize, just at a young age, how important this election was to him. Let's hope they have the same thing here. Let's see, what else will they try to do to make sure that the election doesn't run properly? Oh, There's a mystery pneumonia tearing through the schools in China with not just many, but many, many hospitalized. Let's put a comma. Many, many hospitalized in, you get, eerie echo of early days of COVID. You don't say. I wonder if this one will play out across the media. You know, they kind of lit it out just a little bit in the tiny little section of the earth, and then all of a sudden somebody takes a plane and they end up in another country, and then somebody takes a plane to another country, and then the media gets their marching orders. Okay, proceed now at the end of January. Next thing you know, February, Biden comes out and he says, there's a lockdown because we can't fight this virus. Millions of people are going to die. Next thing you know, CNN, Communist News Network, MSNBC, all of the mainstream news media, Drudge Report, all of them just put out all kinds of information to scare everybody to death. Before you know it, we're in lockdown. Before you know it, it's mail-in ballots again? Imagine that. I wonder if it's going to work. Well, while all this is going on across the earth, we get this message.
Today, on Transgender Day of Remembrance, we grieve the 26 transgender Americans who were killed this year. Year after year, we see that these victims are disproportionately Black women and women of color. No one should face violence, live in fear, or be discriminated against simply for being themselves.
Simply for being themselves. Let's not talk about all of the folks that get beat up constantly in different towns and all the gun crimes that are, you know, playing out. We got to highlight all of those. Let's not talk about all the positive things that are going on in America. Nope. Let's just focus on a slight 0.00 whatever percent of the population and then make it look like they're all victims. And then we're going to give them a full day. They get a full month in June. The military doesn't even get a whole month of just recognition. It's like one day here, one day there. Thank you for your service. But boy, if you choose immoral activity, if you choose anything that has to do with Satan's realm, you get all kinds of rewards. So thank you to Ultra MJ Truth for going out and doing the research. It's in the description box below. You can go read all these articles. Did anyone bother to look up the names of the trans people who died the last 2 years they're using to declare the silly Trans Day of Remembrance? I did, and here's what I found. Trans Day Muscat was shot by his partner, another trans named Ruby Taverner, 2022. Maddie Hoffman died after police conducted a wellness check on her home after an unidentified individual called 911 to report that Hoffman was having a mental crisis. Hoffman aimed the gun at police. In response, an officer shot him 3 times, killing him on the spot. Let's see. Number 3, trans Kaylee Lovelight was shot by Javin Casillas, who was also stabbed by Carly. They were both in a vehicle arguing and were discovered in the vehicle. Javin's mother said Javin had befriended Kaylee Lovelight and had given him a place to live. They indicate Lovelight had attacked Casillas, who was disabled, stabbing him, and then he shot her. Or him. In self-defense. Let's see, number four. Trans Morgan Moore was allegedly having difficulties breathing, and police and first responders responded. She had multiple sclerosis, diabetes, was dealing with long-term effects from COVID. Morgan's parents were later charged with murder. Neglected to, you know, and neglect due to poor conditions in the home. Yeah, it sounds like, just one after another, sounds like they've just been picked on and bullied. Number 5, trans London star and her gay friend were shot in their home by Fayaka Dunbar. Fayaka Dunbar had gone to the pair's home for a sex act. His attorney said the shooting was an act of self-defense. Number 6, trans Kitty Monroe was shot by Samuel Ward, his partner, during a domestic dispute. Trans Chanela Dior Hemingway was killed by a sexual partner over the belief Chanelika had have him in HIV. Another one, Trans Fern Feather, was killed by a hitchhiker, Seth Brunell, who spent considerable time together after. Brunell told the officers that Feather had made a sexual advance. She attacked him. Trans Ariana Mitchell fight broke out at a party. He intervened with a dispute and got shot. Trans Matthew Angelo Spampinato died of a hit and run on a highway at night when walking home from work. I'm sure the driver knew he was trans and targeted him, right? Other notables. Trans A.C. Morrison met a man through a dating app, and there is ongoing proceedings at the killer shot A.C. in self-defense. Trans Marticia, police domestic battery situation. Marticia was stabbed, and a lawyer for the man in custody said that he acted in self-defense. Over and over again. Final thoughts from Ultra MJ Truth. Trans people are not being targeted. Many of these deaths mention absolutely nothing about the victims being targeted because of their gender. Almost none. Most of them appear to be domestic relationship issues. What's worse, the HRC Foundation is responsible for this disastrous list. Who is also responsible for the Corporate Equality Index? A report established by Human Resource Campaign, which strong-arms companies into their woke policies. HRC is also supported and funded by the Open Societies Foundation, which means it is funded by George Soros. The majority of black trans people who died on their list lived in very dangerous areas such as Chicago, Detroit, and Louisville, Kentucky. The fact that they claim transgenders are targeted to declare an epidemic is downright preposterous. And yes, it is. So Dan Scavino made sure this went out. Thank you to all my great keyboard warriors. President Trump put this out in 2020, but he's letting us know. Another thank you. You are better and far more brilliant than anyone on Madison Avenue ad agencies. There is nobody like you. So we're getting a reminder from Dan Scavino for all of you keyboard warriors out there working hard to get information out to the masses. You're doing a great job, and that's positive. And here's a commercial that was put out recently.
Before thousands were brutally killed, including Americans. Before Iran helped Hamas plan the attack, killing Americans. Before Biden gave billions of taxpayers' money to Iran, Trump played hardball with Iran. Destroyed ISIS. Kept the Middle East at peace. Kept us out of endless wars. Through strength.
History shows very plainly that evil only respects one thing, unyielding strength. When I'm back in the White House, our enemies will know if you spill a drop of American blood, we will spill a gallon of yours.
President Trump, the strength we need to make America strong again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Now that is what you call a great campaign ad. Way to go. Absolutely brilliant. As a matter of fact, some more stuff that's been going out recently. A new banner on U.S. debt clock. That one right here, put out for by Hadassah 1776, shows you gold on the top, gold coins, silver on the bottom. And then it has a regional daily article. Not sure if this is real or not, but it says Christians terrorize community with prayer. Local leaders are horrified as people gather in what is known as a church. Yellow alert declared, stay indoors, close windows, tune in at local TV. Residents of a small town, Wisconsin, are being urged to shelter in place in response to religious provocateurs, endangering the community with the strange ancient practice known as prayer. Wow. What message is being sent there? You know, Dr. Elliott and I had a chance to talk about all of this, and you're going to see it this Sunday as I'm pulling it up. Absolutely amazing conversation. We hit on so many levels concerning Argentina and some other things that are going on with these lockdowns happening probably in some other places. And I tell you, let me see, if I pull this thumbnail over, we have the Dutch Central Bank preparing for gold standard. We have big wins in Argentina and Netherlands, and people are pushing back against government control. It was a great conversation. Here's a clip from it. Just a reminder, you can go to andweknow.com/gold anytime you want to reach out to him. And you'll see these conversations play out. It is absolutely amazing.
On our side, I believe, Geert Wilders, his party just won a shocking landslide in the Netherlands yesterday, the day of recording, would be the 21st, I believe. Then we had Argentina elected the anti-socialist economist Javier Milei. I don't know if you saw that in the landslide. They actually used paper ballots and had the counting done in a couple of hours. This guy, you were just talking about the revolt against their massive control over the people. That was a huge win because this guy right here says, I'm going to get rid of this central bank. This central banks need to go. And all of these other government-run agencies, he says they're gone. He's going to get rid of all of them. Another big win was Republican mayor, just a small one, was elected in Charleston for the first time since 1877. So we're seeing a huge wake-up call and revolt against all this government control over our lives.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening, right? This is the populist political movement globally. See, Trump was a populist, and it's basically power back to the people. It's away from the centralization of government. Bernie Sanders is a populist, might not agree with his politics, people watching the show, but in his own way, he wants truth and accountability and transparency. I think his methodology and his politics are whack, but yet same kind of populist movement. Nigel Farage in England, creator of the Brexit movement, right? He's a populist. So what populists around the globe are saying, enough is enough. We don't trust the bankers anymore. We don't trust the central banks. Look at, you've created a whole world of debt. Now it's impacting not just us, but future generations. We need a change.
That's right. So we had a great conversation, great talks about all the things going on, and wrapping it up to make sure folks know the importance of our investments, especially in precious metals. So thought this would be a good red pill moment for everyone. Peter St. Ong explaining the psychology governments use COVID to implement totalitarian policies.
Yeah, I think the most it's the most dangerous, but it's also the greatest opportunity, is that framing, I think, is really key to this, right? What we saw during COVID was that governments were, they were really behaving in totalitarian ways that we hadn't seen in centuries. Like, we have not shut down churches, for example, since the 1600s, right? In 2019, if somebody suggested that, we're going to ban all church services, you would have thought they were absolutely out of their mind. In a country that's what, 80% Christian, that's no way. What are you smoking? People went to a place I think none of us expected them to go. And I think a big part of that was the success that media had, reinforced by censorship, at framing exactly who's doing what, right? So rather than the truth, which was that governments were imposing these totalitarian restrictions on all of us, it was the unvaccinated doing it. See, the unvaccinated were forcing us, you know, because they were extending the pandemic, we had to keep these draconian things in. So we don't want to do all these horrible totalitarian things. Trust me, we want nothing, but we have to. And that sort of framing, I think, is just extraordinarily dangerous. It's very, very important from a psychological point of view to understand that, because people are angry. They're angry on both sides. And whether that turns into a force for good or evil, I think 100% depends on whether we're able to frame it. Now, I think the bad guys know that. I think that's exactly why they went directly for the jugular of censorship. If you can frame things, you can control that mob. In fact, you can do it on a micro level. We saw it during the rent-a-mobs with BLM. Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing, the surgical precision. It's almost like a laser pointer. Hey, we're going to need you to go there and do this. It's amazing how you can control them if you control the framing, which is why I think people like, all of us here agree that free speech is arguably the single most important issue. If we lose that, we lose the entire thing, because they will turn even our allies against us.
Yeah, if you look at the theory of mass formation psychosis, which we've talked about quite a bit, it really begins with identifying and elevating a common enemy. In this case, either the first it was the virus, and then it became the unvaccinated. Same thing happened during Nazi Germany. They elevated a common enemy, the Jews. They are responsible for all of your bad feeling.
But remember, they emphasized in Germany the dirtiness. So it really is, the entire paradigm is that of infectivity. It's an infectious, it's triggering fear and disgust, which are extremely powerful emotions.
Extremely powerful emotions. That's why they use it. They use it to take down the elections. They used it to scare everybody to put something into their body that they didn't need to put in there, that's caused all types of problems. And I've highlighted this over and over, and I know some folks have a hard time with it. And others say, please keep sharing, because we just need to know. I mean, some of you are probably watching maybe for the first time. You saw it on the billboard. You're like, I'm going to go check out And We Know. And you're listening in, and you know there are ways to cleanse yourself if you do your research of this jab that was placed in the body. But it's very difficult. But many people were out bragging about it. I got my jab, and then 2 years later, we're noticing this two-year mark seems to be happening. A lot of folks that were bragging about getting the jab, well, they're now gone. Another one, let's get jabbed, and next thing you know, they're gone suddenly. Very sadness. The sadness, this died suddenly, just keeps happening over and over again, and it's mostly these folks that I keep noticing. They share openly to the public, yes, let's get our jab, and the next thing you know, they're gone quickly. Just so sudden. Folks are just amazed. Like, wait a minute, how did that happen? Were they just here? It happened in our own family. We've got family members in my own that took it, and a couple of weeks later to a month later, gone. I had other folks that got it that were good friends of ours, attended church and everything, and they went out and bragged about getting the jab, and next thing you know, got cancer out of the blue, so young. And so all these lies are played out because they don't want us to get the truth out. As a matter of fact, even Elon Musk has been putting out some strange information that kind of touching on one thing that we talk about a lot is Q. And he put Q and then an asterisk and then Anon. So that's two separate things. There's Q and then there's the Anons, right? The Anonymous. And then he puts extremely concerning, Reuters, and then Q. And then another thing that was interesting is Alex, ALX, put Q with that little mark. And then Elon Musk replied, not now, Q, with looks like Star Trek. And so it's just been interesting because a lot of highlights from Elon and others have been pointing back to Pizzagate. Now, I'm going to warn you, as I play the next part of this video and we go through it, it's going to be very difficult for children possibly to see some of the wording that we might, or visuals and pictures we're going to show from one of the movies that was put out that was being suppressed, and we'll show you that in a moment. But I just wanted to warn those that have children, you maybe not don't want them to see some of those imagery, as I'm going to have to play it through, let it play, and then I'll read some of it. But anyway, Texas A&M University employee was arrested on child pornography charges. FBI uncovers use of pizza as code in the chats. Yep. Pizza menu items. There you go. There's one. And let's see, what else did we have out there? We had another one here. Breaking report, Biden Pentagon official in charge of department managing elementary schools, he's detained in human trafficking. On November 15th, Stephen Francis Hovanec, a senior official with the Pentagon's Department of Defense Education Activity, that's DODEA, America's division. That means, folks, when your kids are military-oriented or whatever, on military bases, these military kids are going to the schools. He was apprehended in Coweta County, Georgia, as part of a human trafficking operation. Age 64, hailing from Shopsburg, Georgia, was taken into custody under suspicion of pandering, as detailed in press release from the Coweta County Sheriff's Office. Eva Tedder, an administrator at the Sheriff's Office, reported that Ivanek disclosed to the jail personnel his employment with the Department of Defense based in Peachtree City, Georgia. So he's probably at the headquarters there in DODEA land. Yeah, this is the stuff playing out. So let's play this. Here we go.
This is insane.
So many people in the mainstream media have said Pizzagate is a conspiracy theory. Pizzagate has been debunked. It has not been debunked. If it's been debunked, explain the code words. No one to this day, including John Podesta himself, can explain the code words in his emails.
Hey, John Podesta, can you please explain why you have children rented for entertainment for your adult hot tub parties? No one has ever explained why John Podesta has literal pedophile and cannibalism paintings all over his office and his home. Tony Podesta too.
So the Podestas, just to stop that for a second, Awakened Outlaw even showed this picture. Pizzagate is real. Totally normal artwork owned by Hillary's best friend forever and campaign manager, John Podesta. Now, as you look in that picture, this is up on their walls. What do you see? What do you see? I see forked tongues. I see electric prods. I see children that are locked in cages and adults that look like they're going to do something to hurt those children. That's their artwork. This one that you're looking at right here, I believe that's Jeffrey Dahmer. He went and got it, you know, this the death that, you know, they put it into a statue and he has it in his house. Yeah, just typical artwork.
And then you look into the spirit cooking dinners, and you look into Marina Abramovic, who's the one that was conducting the spirit cooking dinners. Why are they going to spirit cooking dinners? Why are they sacrificing chicken Samoa in their backyard? This isn't my words, this is their words. This is in their emails.
I'd be willing to debate anyone who thinks that Pizzagate has been debunked.
You asked me am I getting additional briefings? That was the first and last time I talked.
So October 9th is the last time you've heard from the FBI at all?
Yes.
You have not gotten an update on the investigation to your personal email?
That is correct.
So not only did the mainstream media lie to you about Pizzagate, they actually told you that it was illegal to read John Podesta's emails on WikiLeaks. Chris Cuomo, with a straight face on CNN, looked into the cameras and said, it's illegal for you to read John Podesta's emails.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
That's how scared they are of those emails. And that's how explosive the content in those emails are, that they felt the need that they had to tell you, you could not read those emails. And if you do, you might get arrested. Lie.
It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
So revelations are coming for everyone. Soon, Liz Crokin won't be the only person screaming that Pizzagate is real. A strong majority of the political injustice system is being compromised by their lust of children. I'm fully aware of how absurd that might sound to some, but is unfortunate truth that everyone will soon accept. And so never forget, says Liz Crokin, that in addition to fake news puppets who lied to us about Pizzagate, there have also been conservative influencers who pretended to expose Pizzagate only to later flip on this topic. These people are called controlled opposition. Exhibit A would be, hey, at Jack Posobiec. Isn't that right? You've been awfully quiet recently. Why did you delete these old tweets last year stating Pizzagate is a hoax? Did you really think I wouldn't notice, says Liz Crokin. And there's that Twitter post from Jack Posobiec, I think is how you say his name. Russia hoax. Russiagate's hoax. Melaniagate hoax. Pizzagate hoax. Tucsongate hoax. None of these are or were ever really posted. That in June of 2018. What else did he post? Right here, Jack Posobiec says, go back and look. I called Pizzagate BS in 2016 as well. Megyn Kelly lied about me right before her Fox show got canceled, and everyone just ran with it without checking what I actually said. Oh, he's doubling down. Huh. And so Fletch17, the guy who debunked Pizzagate, just got locked up for it. The guy who said Trump would start World War III actually started it. The state who said Trump interfered with the elections just admitted they did. The lady who said Trump colluded with Russia actually colluded with Russia. The company that said Trump created a poisonous vax are actually the ones who did it. The guy who said Trump lied under oath is actually the one who lied under oath. Do you see the pattern yet? The Great Awakening means more than finding out things and researching history. It's also actually recognizing patterns as well. So Joe Biden's ring of sex traffickers and pedophiles. President Joe Biden's administration is filled with pedos, sex traffickers, and pedophile sympathizers. Today it broke that a top administrator for the Pentagon school system was arrested. We just read that. Also, it was reported this week that a close friend, Biden's Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, was sentenced to 150 years in prison for sexually exploiting over 500 children. Yeah. And it should be also noted the brother-in-law of two-time Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, who Biden endorsed, is accused of inviting a 16-year-old girl to a Florida hotel room and offering to pay for sex. Yeah. Let's see what else. Biden's nominee to the Federal Communications Commission's Gigi Son was part of a group that has strongly opposed bipartisan legislation aimed at protecting sex trafficking victims. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, also appointed by Biden, has a troubling history of judicial rulings sympathetic to pedophiles. Last year, the vigilante group People vs. Predators busted a high-level Biden-appointed U.S. Postal Service official during a child sex sting. What else? Oh, he appointed John Podesta, who's at the center of Pizzagate, as the senior advisor of clean energy innovation. Biden's State Department claimed in their 2021 trafficking in persons report that there's no cabal of celebrities and politicians involved in the sexual exploitation of children, a flat-out lie, which was a blatant attempt to discredit Pizzagate. This should come as no surprise, considering Biden's administration is running a large taxpayer-funded sex trafficking operation via migrants and involving off-the-books flights in the dead of night, with his Department of Health and Human Services losing track of over 85,000 migrant children. This is Pizzagate. Pass it on. Wow. And then there's a message I encourage you to go watch. This entire video, it's in the description box below, and you'll see this message asking to be basically stop shadow banning that movie as it plays out for us to see. So here we are in the midst of all of this posting and more. So Elon posts about Q on the actual day that JFK was assassinated on 11/22. What are the odds, says Fletch 17. Seriously, can anyone debunk the connection? Anyone? Oh, and the gravesite for JFK is, wait for it, a huge Q. And you're looking at it if you're looking at your screen. And so I bring this up because the mainstream media will attack it all day. They all just do negative, negative, negative on Q, 17th letter, doesn't mean anything, blah, 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 blah. We're not allowed to talk about it. You got to keep your mouth shut. Why? Because they're being exposed day in and day out. And so part of all of this dropping with the Q-anon or the asterisk anon posted at 8:04, 10:32 p.m. also was the ALX Elon Musk post. It all connects to the posts that tell us what? Delta 6, comms good, operational, we are active. This is bigger than you know, faster than you know. Things are moving. But that will soon change regarding visibility. Public interest forces the sun to shine. Why are we here? We're here to expose the masses. So something else caught by MJ Truth would be this. Elon Musk shared a Godfather clip on the exact six-year Q Delta. Okay? This 6 years ago, on the very day, in case you guys don't know what Delta is and you're new to all this, Delta means 6 years ago on November 20th, 2017. 6 years later on November 20th, 2023, a Godfather clip was played. Okay? The baptism scene. Okay? And so if you go to the bottom of that, you'll see the word Godfather. Interesting. Because this clip shared was from The Godfather 1972, the baptism scene where Michael kills all the heads of the other families. All right? And then a step further. It's interesting. Because Italian court convicts 207 people in mafia moxie trial. Elon Musk shared a Godfather clip early this morning, early on that 20th, about the heads of families being executed. And now we have news that 207 mafia members were found guilty. An Italian court convicted and sentenced 207 mobsters. Okay? Four of them were sentenced to 30 years behind bars, while 131 were acquitted by the court in the southern region of Calabria. Interesting connection there. Don't you think? And here's one more, I believe I got from President Trump.
Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats are trying to pose as the defenders of democracy, but in fact, they're the ones destroying our democracy. Crooked Joe and his henchmen have tried to shut down free speech with a massive government censorship operation to silence their critics. They're putting Douglas McKay in jail for sharing a joking meme about Hillary Clinton 7 years ago. Nobody ever heard of anything like that. They have four bogus criminal cases trying to put their leading political rival, me, in prison. Let's put him in prison. He's leading by a lot. There's no way we can beat him. Let's put him in prison. They're running police state operations to infiltrate the Catholic Church as if it were a communist country. They're persecuting Christians and pro-life activists. They're persecuting anybody they want to persecute. They've labeled ordinary Republicans and parents at school board meetings as potential domestic terrorists. They're resettling millions of migrants into our communities, destroying our country like it's never been destroyed before. They're calling our citizens criminals. They rigged the last election. They rigged the Democrat primary, and they're trying to get their rivals thrown off the ballot everywhere they can. and they're constantly trying to delegitimize the Supreme Court of the United States and threatening conservative judges with violence. In short, nothing about crooked Joe Biden and the anti-democratic party has anything to do with defending democracy. So if crooked Joe wants to turn this election into a question of which candidate will defend our democracy and freedom, then I say, bring it on. Let's go, Joe. Bring it on, because you are a corrupt person. You're the most corrupt president in our history. And by the way, the most incompetent president in our history. Because Americans don't like tyrants, we don't like fascists, we don't like communists, and we don't like crooked Joe Biden. You just have to look at the polls. With your vote on Election Day 2024, America will be a free nation once again. We will be free and we will be great. Thank you.
Let's bring it on. Yep. A big challenge for all. And so next year is going to be an interesting year. We're going to close off all of this, folks, as we're seeing things play out one day after another. Here's Tucker on what it's going to be like next year.
And so I'm not mocking them at all. I'm just telling you once again what you already know, which is this is going to be, the next year is going to be, I think I'd bet my house on it, really like nothing we've ever seen in the country. And everyone can kind of feel that. You know, most of our perceptions come through intuition rather than reason. And if you have dogs, you know this, because they can't understand literally a word you say because they don't speak English, hardly any of them. But if you're close to your dog, you know the dog knows exactly what's going on, knows when it's time to go out, knows when you're going on a trip. Why is that? Because they don't hear anything. They just watch and they feel. And people are very much the same. And if something bad is about to happen, everybody gets jumpy. And everybody's really jumpy right now. So I'm not here to, you know, make your anger and paranoia worse, just the opposite. I'm here merely to suggest a couple of things that I think you could do about it and that might be useful rather than pointless. Like spending a ton of time on social media screaming at people. Well, obviously I do that for a living. And I would never discourage anyone from doing it. You know, probably aren't going to solve your problem. So the first thing I think that's really important as you stare down the next 12 months, is to accept the fact that that all your senses are telling you the truth. A good friend of mine called Gavin DeBecker once wrote a book, the thesis of which was every feeling, every gut level feeling you've ever had is real. It's totally true. Your gut is the one thing that doesn't lie to you. Your gut only has your interest in mind. It is not trying to sell you a product or convince you to vote for it. It's acting solely on your behalf. So if you get a very strong message from your viscera, from your intuition, obey it. Take it very seriously. As I always tell my children, if you're talking to somebody and the person seems creepy, he's creepy. It doesn't mean you can convict him in a court of law for creepiness, though maybe you should try, but you don't need to. All you need to know is that what your senses are telling you is absolutely true. This person's creepy. If you feel deception, you're being lied to, period. Now, you may not know how you're being lied to or why you're being lied to, much less what the truth is. I most of the time have no idea. But if you feel you're being lied to, you're 100% right. You are being lied to. And if you feel that something very intense and history-changing is about to happen, don't ignore it. Don't panic. There's no profit in that. You can't control it. You're not in charge of history. No offense. None of us is. But that is absolutely real.
Do not panic. It's absolutely real. Be anxious for nothing. Everything, my prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto the Lord. I mean, do not fear. How many times have we heard that from our Savior over and over again as all this is playing out? Again, many messages from President Trump. Those that are panicking about the future and how they might be taken out, they're the ones that need to panic. We see Tucker dropping all types of truth bombs. Argentina celebrating a great leader brought in because of paper ballots. More and more we're being exposed to the truth about the Pizzagate. The comms that seem to be playing out for all of us to read happens every day, day in and day out, and we're all communicating. We're all getting an attaboy from Dan Scavino, who happens to be right there next to President Trump, and then we have the retruth, the real commander-in-chief. Let's all stay in prayer.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do in and through us. Thank you for your constant guidance, providing the right words to say at the right moment, the thoughts that go through our mind that come from you, and allowing us to just know over and over again that we can say thank you for providing everything that we need to talk to our friends, family, and others, giving us the calm and peace that we need through this this huge storm that we seem to be going through. If we've even got close to it, near it, around it, you've been able to answer our prayers in that. Lift up those during these holiday times. It's very difficult for many. You know that. May their emotions be tempered. May they realize just the love that you provide, that we are just grateful for the Holy Spirit as he continues to guide us and provide the paraclete, just coming alongside us, providing the comfort that we need. Thank you for all of those that are on the front lines. We ask for complete protection over all of them, and also that you would receive all the praise, honor, and glory for all that you've put together all these decades to knock out this demonic, evil enemy, just like the from times past where Moses was crying out for the release of people that were crying out for 400 years for freedom. We're crying out for our freedom, and we hope that this biblical time will come and we'll walk across that Red Sea and watch the enemy demolished, swift and furious. Looking forward to that day. Until then, we just want to ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you once again for tuning in. Absolutely amazing how you continue to pray for us. We've been doing so many things behind the scenes trying to prepare for just more great updates that are going to be coming here in the future. And just can never stop, right? We just keep moving along. We feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, you know, just having us do that. And so it's all by design. We know it. And just wanted to encourage you also, again, thank you for subscribing to my son's Bowling Bro channels. They've been uploading videos. We're working hard on one right now that it's going to be very, very good, where they had this big challenge with 32 people, a knockout challenge. And it was the greatest thing I've seen probably in years, as they knock each other out down to the final person. And it was just like a God thing, the way it was put together. We recorded it three different angles. I'm teaching my sons, Raphael and Noah, how to do the video, how to do a good intro, and just piece it together right. But they do most of the heavy work on their own now. And just thank you for subscribing. Thank you for watching them. So encouraging. These guys want to be entrepreneurs. They want to be on the PBA tour someday. And it just really blesses my heart, okay? And just thank you for your prayers for our family and more. We're doing all we can. A lot of us working together in our family, including my two older sons, Jamie and Angie, M, Steve, and so many that just contribute behind the scenes for us. And we just thank you for that. What a great time to be alive. Hope you have a great weekend. This is LT saying Semper Fi with M We Know, signing out.